In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I shall read a short text from the second book of Kings, from the fifth chapter, verses 14 and 15. Then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. First, I would want to bring greetings from the believers in Sweden. God's grace has been great towards us who live in Sweden. We have had time of peace and love for a long time in the work of the kingdom of God. Those believing people who moved to Sweden in the 60s and 70s, there's not only the second and third generations, and these people fulfill our churches in Sweden. These verses which we heard bring us to the time of prophet Elisa. Elisha was a different prophet after Elijah. Elisha could even see how Elijah was taken to heaven. Elijah was taken to heaven with a flaming chariot. And before this, Elisha had asked, that he could have part of the spirit of Elijah. This is important, because it is important that there is the same spirit. It is that Holy Spirit that connects us in the kingdom of God, us who live in Finland and in other countries. I remember how in the 70s I moved from Rovaniemi to Stockholm. I had only one phone number, and I knew that in this way, with this number, I could reach believers in Stockholm. When I called this number, I found out where the services were in this big city. I remember how I practiced this way to services using the subway before services. So when I came to services, I don't think I have ever listened to sermons so carefully than I did then. Then that is when I was able to hear the same voice of the shepherd, which I could hear at my home congregation in Finland. It is the voice of the good shepherd, which we know so well. In our text, there was also Naaman, a military man from Syria. In the beginning of this chapter, it is told that he was a big man in Syria. The Lord had given deliverance unto Syria through this man. In other words, Naaman was very successful in life. We know how, as people, it is hard to receive success. We often think, we forget that God is the one who gives us success. I have read from history books about Roman military men. When they returned to Rome after a victory, the Caesar would have a parade. They were on the top of their glory when everybody was clapping and hurraying. It is told that when they traveled in chariots and on horses, they were followed by slaves. One slave would whisper into the military man's ear, "They remember that also you are only a man. Remember, also you are only a man." Naaman did not need this, for he was very sick. He certainly felt how small he was before God because he had leprosy, a terrible disease which does not exist in many places anymore. We have heard about things in the Bible, how people had leprosy. It was a social catastrophe for a person like this, because a person who had leprosy was removed from other society. And now, this very respected man had the illness of leprosy. I think that he had received the best health care in Aramea, but nothing had helped. But then it is told about a little girl who was brought from Israel as a slave. She was a believing girl. And she got a place to live at the home of the wife of Naaman. What have believing children and young ones been like throughout time? Certainly shy. But they have always wanted to see other believers. And they want to live like they lived in their home in childhood. I think that this girl was like this. Her father and mother had brought her up as a believing child. Who, throughout, despite troubles, believed in God. In our text, we can see how she had childlike faith. When she heard that her hostess's husband was sick, she said, "If my master could go to see a prophet in Samaria, he would be cured of leprosy. This must have been the last thing to try. Everything else had been tried, but he wanted to try this. And he spoke to the king about this also. And the king did as Naaman asked. He sent Naaman to Israel and Samaria. And sent with him many gifts. Not only gifts, but also a letter of recommendation from himself. But now happened the same thing that happened during the happenings of Christmas. Also you, children, certainly remember what happened to the three kings. Did they follow the star all the way to the manger? They didn't do so, but they went to see King Herod. Now, Naaman had actually forgotten what this little girl had said, that he was supposed to go to see the prophet. Instead of going to the prophet, he went to the king with these gifts and the letter of recommendation. The king was understanding. When he opened the letter, the letter said that I sent my servant to you so he would be cured from leprosy. The king understood that he couldn't cure somebody from leprosy. He is not God. And he thought that now it must be the case that another king is just wanting to bicker and cause trouble. So he showed his disappointment by ripping his clothes. That is when Prophet Elisha heard what had happened. So he asked that Naaman that would be sent to him. Then he will understand that there is a prophet of the Lord in Israel. And so this happened. But nothing happened like Naaman had thought. Naaman thought that when he comes to Elisha, this would happen. That Elisha would come outside to say hi. So that he would respect him, come outside and put a hand on the sick part of the body. But what happened? Elisha didn't even come outside. But he sent a messenger to Naaman, which was important. Go and dip yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be clean. Naaman became mad. Can we compare this to the time of the kingdom of God today? I think that many on the outside see the kingdom of God as small and not very fancy at all. Many might think that is it truly enough that another person preaches sins forgiven? And if you believe this, the gates of heaven will be opened, and in this way you can get to heaven. We remember what Elisha said, go and dip yourself 7 times in River Jordan. The number 7 is the number of perfectness. Where we are not perfect, the gospel is perfect. The main message of the gospel is that Lord Jesus Christ has done everything on the behalf of us. I remember a service trip in Sweden. It was a small place where I had been to services before. I knew most people there. But once there was a woman there who I didn't know, and she greeted me with God's peace. And after the sermon, I had a conversation with her, and she told about her life. She said that while living in Finland, she had been a believer since she was a child. But when she moved to Sweden, she had lost her faith. But within the last 2 weeks, a lot had happened in her life. Two weeks earlier, a work friend had preached the gospel to her at the workplace, and she had wanted to believe. But now she had a question. She told me how 2 weeks ago, her husband was severely sick with cancer. Naturally, this woman had told her husband what had happened at the workplace and offered the same gospel also to him. And this dying man had wanted to believe the gospel. Now, when this woman came to services for the first time since childhood, her husband had already died. Did this gospel that I preached to my husband, did it have any power? Did it have any power? Because I haven't been to services since childhood. But I wanted to believe that gospel which was preached at the workplace. Naturally, you know, it was easy for me to answer. It had a great meaning. If you believe in this way, you will meet your husband one day in heaven. Let us return to the text. Naaman had very brave servants. When Naaman left the house of Elisha mad, the servants went after him. In verse 13, it says, "And his servants came near and spake unto him, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, Wash and be clean?" So he went and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. That is when Naaman received the grace of repentance. How do we know that this happened? He wanted to start living as a child of God. He knew that he had to return to his home country. But he said to Elisa, he says in verse 17, and Naaman said, shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant two mules, burden of earth? For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods. I remember from summer services in Tornio, it was said somehow in this way, that a believing couple pray for strength on their newly begun travel in faith. They had received the grace of repentance over the radio. When one has received the grace of repentance, we want to be obedient to the word in the kingdom and in our hearts. But Naaman knew that in his home country he will confront many difficulties. So he wanted to ask for advice from Elisha. He said that he would have to go to a temple of idols because of his job, and he was told to go in peace. As priests, sometimes we have to go into places where we would not like to. You might have to go to places which don't feel good. But you want to be obedient to your teachers. You don't have to have a bad conscience because of this. But you, dear parent, remember that these dear children need a loss of gospel after the school day. just like all of us need the comforting gospel. Especially our children and young one need the gospel. Because by believing the gospel, we will reach heaven one day. Recently, I talked with a believing friend about heaven. He told me how he had been at summer services singing at a singing moment for children. The children were singing stronger than, more loudly than the older people. Imagine how many people are called to heaven from different countries already as children. Even there, children's singing is more powerful than adults singing. Many children have been called to heaven. Now, dear service guest, you older one and younger one, you little child, believe all your sins and temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. By believing this gospel, also we can get to heaven, this like these little children. Can I also believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe together with you. The story doesn't end here, but you can read the rest yourself at home. You can read it from the second book of Kings, from the fifth verse. Fifth chapter. In Jesus' name, amen.